Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Monday, May 16th. Little groggy this morning. It was a long, fun-filled, thrilling, exciting, just awesome weekend for your boy. There's just so much to cover besides Jason Tatum and Luka Doncic advancing. I mean, you know, if you've been a listener to this podcast, you know I've been rooting openly for those guys. I think the Final Four in the NBA is awesome. On a personal note, the weekend started Friday night. There's this festival out here in the South Bay in LA, and Weezer was playing as well as 311. So we caught some of the 311. You know, I'm a big fan, obviously. You know, every song they play, instantly I'm back to like college dorm room listening to 311, like on the reset button, just over and over. And then Weezer, of course, total classic 90s band. Just an awesome night. And Saturday, you know, my dad's in town, so he got to come and watch my son play a club basketball game. And, you know, it was a good game. They lost, but it was good. It's just good to have pops in town and check out what life is like, because we're constantly on the run. You got two kids, wife has stuff, I've got stuff. And it was everything led up to Saturday night, where I had, thankfully there was no NBA, because I had my daddy-daughter dance. And I don't know how many of you guys have had a dance with your daughter, but I've heard most dads say, oh yeah, you know, we're hanging out leading up to it, and then the second they walk in to see their friends, they're off and we never see them again. And I was happy that my daughter did not do that, did not leave me in the lurch. We had a great group. It was just a fun night, dancing and, like, you know, games. It was really fun. I know it sounds cheesy. Some of you young guys listening are like, come on, Jay. I'm just telling you, it's fun. You will enjoy it when that day comes. Yeah, and memorable stuff. And then, of course, Sunday, my son had a soccer game, and, you know, he went to a birthday party at Top Golf. So I swung a golf club for the first time in months. Felt good, but I didn't want to overdo it because I had my own basketball game later, the season opener. I know you guys are waiting for details, and I'm not going to bore you because I can't wait to just light up Chris Paul in a second. Oh, my gosh. I'm coming after him. But, you know, Topgolf was fun, but then our basketball league was even better. So, as I've told you guys, we have a minor superstar on our team, this guy who played quarterback at Notre Dame, Dane Crist. I've got to know him a little. Good guy. Obviously, great talent. And he gets to the game early, and he's like, sends a text to our group text chain. Guys, I think we might have signed up for the wrong league. And there was two ways to read this. Like, oh my gosh, it's a bunch of 25-year-olds dunking. We're in trouble. Or we're going to dominate. And then I walk in a couple of minutes later, and I'm like, okay, I got it. And, you know, listen, it's only one game. We haven't seen every team in the league. And let's just say, you know, we'll see how it goes. But game one was a rollover, and we were the Mavericks and they were the Suns. You know, it was like 45-18 at halftime, and we ended up winning by a bunch. But it was fun. Really good to get out there. There's referees, scoreboard, fouls. It's like, you know, real. The only thing we were more anticipating, that there'd be a lot of half-court action and, oh, what are we going to do? Are we going to face zone, man? They come out in the zone, and it kind of rattled us at the beginning. So they had like an early like 5-4 lead, 8-6 or something like that. And then we just turned on the afterburners and you know, went bananas. But It was weird because, you know, listen, they were a little younger than us, but also, and I don't know if they're going to end up listening. I'll tell you a funny story real quick before we get to the NBA. But, you know, they couldn't run with us. All they would do was shoot threes because we had the size advantage. If they had one guy who had like 35, he was really good. And in the second half, he comes up to me on the foul line. He goes, hey, they say you're on TV. And I was like, well, I'm only on TV if I'm good. and you're giving me the business, because I started guarding the guy because I could see in warmups he looked like he was good, not like a challenge. He was just bigger and quicker than I was, and could get to his spots, and he was good. So then, of course, we put, you know, a taller guy on him, longer, gave him problems, and then we just rotated our best defenders on him, like me and two other guys, and he would score, but like, you know, he would score, he would miss, turnover. And they had really no other guys who could score, and we won by a ton. But I'll tell you this. I get to my car, and the first thing I do is look at the Mavs Sun score, and I see halftime 57-27 Mavs, and I'm like, there's no way this is right, Bryn, to my daughter. And I hit refresh twice. And then I go on Twitter, and I'm like, is this accurate? And people are just like going off because, you know, I've been picking the Mavs forever. I love Luka. I'm not a Chris Paul fan. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is really happening. So, of course, I was recording the game, so I had to rewind and watch it. It never got remotely close, and the Mavs absolutely rolled them. And I have so many takes. Obviously, the Boston game was good, and the Bucks are done. But let's start off big picture. Zoom out for a minute. The two finalists last year, the Bucks and the Suns, go down in the second round. Now, I don't know if you can give the Bucks a full pass because they didn't have Middleton, but they did lead 3-2. Going home for game six. And then Jason Tatum, the buzzsaw, game seven, of course. Boston makes a million threes. Giannis gets, once again, no help. I mean, seriously, this is the symmetry between the Celtics and Mavs will be very clear shortly. But Giannis was, I mean, 25-20, 9 assists. The guy was exhausted, missed a bunch of layups in the game. Jrue Holiday was okay, but 0-for-6 from deep. I think at one point they missed like 12 threes in a row. And you could just see, like, oh my goodness, here they come. And then the Celtics ran away and hid in the second half. But it's like, okay, Tatum was good. 5 of 9 from 3, 23 points. But wait, Grant Williams had 27. He attempted 18 three-pointers in game 7. Just let that sink in. Grant Williams. Yes, the undersized small ball 4, I guess, from Tennessee. Folks, I just want to remind you, game 6 in Milwaukee. This is a real stat line for Grant Williams. 28 minutes, 0-for-3 shooting, 2 points. He attempted 1 3-pointer. Grant Williams, game 7, 10 of 22 shooting, 7 of 18 from 3. This is, I mean, listen, Grant Williams can go off. Game 2, he hit 6 threes. Games 3, 4, 5, and 6, he combined to go 2-for-14 from 3. And what this tells me, not just the Grant Williams show, Grant Williams going bonkers, having the best game of his career in game 7. You know, the role players are supposed to not really show up. but Grant Williams is very good. Peyton Pritchard came off the bench and scored 14, hit four threes. The game done changed. And you guys do know that, okay? This is not news that it's all about the three-pointer. But you watch the Celtics and you watch the Mavericks and they play almost the identical same brand of basketball. Drive and kick, a lot of one-on-one, and we're going to shoot threes and make them at a higher clip than you. And Luka Doncic, Spencer Dinwiddie led the charge for Dallas. And, of course, Tatum, Grant Williams, Pritchard, and company went off for the Celtics. And that, my friends, is what the NBA is right now. Look at three of the final four teams. Warriors. Ain't got no center. Draymond Green's no center. Celtics have Al Horford. Yes, he is a big, but he does shoot threes. Then you've got the Dallas Mavericks who start Dwight Powell, usually play him for, I don't know, 10 minutes and then sub out and it's all one-on-one, 3-and-D. And it works. And what happened to the Milwaukee Bucks and their bigs? Ran out of gas, bigs are useless, can't guard threes. Phoenix Suns, literally DeAndre Ayton was played off the floor. Off the floor. I don't know if he played in the fourth quarter. Apparently there was an incident, and obviously there's, you know, given that he's a free agent, there's something to look into here. But he was a total non-factor. Monty Williams afterward was asked about Ayton. He's like, it's internal. Apparently there was an incident on the bench where Ayton was ticked off that he had to come out, said something, and Monty Williams is like, what did you say? And then he asked him to go back in. This is alleged. And Ayton said no. 5 points, four rebounds in 17 minutes, to quote the great George Costanza, Jerry Seinfeld about George Costanza, and you want to be my latex salesman? Are you going to pay DeAndre Ayton max money for 5-4 in game seven when you're only on the floor for 17 minutes? This is not rocket science, guys. You need a Draymond Green type big who can play inside out, defend. You need switchable wings. This, like the Warriors essentially made what we have now with the small ball lineup and then adding Kevin Durant. Like, that's what you want. You need three-point shooters. And the Phoenix Suns, my friends, were a great two-point shooting team. They lived with the mid-range. That was how they, you know, were dominant. Best mid-range team in the league. Well, I looked at their two-pointers. Game one, 50%. Game two, 64%. I even tweeted at the time, Mavs are going to be okay. There's no way that that's possible. They're not going to be able to keep doing that. And a bunch of Phoenix Suns fans were like, hey, listen, this is what they do. They make all their two-pointers. Well, game three, 44%. Loss. Game four, 46%. This is just from two. Loss. Game five, 49% win. Game six, 39% loss. Game seven, 37% loss. Just on the twos, just two-pointers. And if you guys haven't realized by now, you want to build your team the way the Celtics do and the way the Suns do. Golden State Warriors are already there. And the Lakers, I know we have Anthony Davis. I shouldn't say we. Anthony Davis is fine. Russell Westbrook does not fit in any way, shape, or form. I would actually take a bad deal just to get a shooter, just to get him off the books. Because LeBron still has the juice to make it happen if he's got three-point shooters around him. Russ don't shoot three-pointers. So I do want to, I think there's a little more meat on the Mavs-Suns bone. Celtics won at home. I thought they would win. I didn't think they'd win in this manner. Bucks did not have Middleton, so I can't make any sweeping, scorching hot takes about the Bucks, right? They're going to be back next year. I do think they need to improve perimeter shooting. Wesley Matthews, I don't know that he'll be back next year. Grayson Allen had a horrendous series. But again, when Grayson Allen is thrust into a we need you to produce role as opposed to, hey, anything you can give us is gravy, kind of it's difficult. Bobby Portis is good, but like look at their, like Pat Connaughton had kind of a tough series. George Hill was borderline unplayable. They really miss Middleton. And it's you've got to kind of find those wings. You've got to hit on guys like, in the draft, Grant Williams. You've got to find your Dorian Finney-Smith. You've got to, I think they got Bullock via trade, but you really have to find, like, Maxi Kleber. You need a guy coming in like that hitting threes. If you can't make threes, I don't know how valuable you are in the league right now, honestly. Like, we were waiting for Spencer Dinwiddie. I think I even came after him after game five. I'm like, bro, Spencer Dinwiddie was supposed to be the guy. He's had a rough series. Let's be honest, guys. Remember, this is a guy who had major big-time potential, was playing well earlier in his career. He's had some injuries. And then after Game 5, in the 30-point loss, he was 0 for 3 in 16 minutes with 2 points. Bounced back in the blowout, and they kept him in late, and he made a bunch of threes, 5 of 7. And you're like, okay, can this continue? Dinwiddie carried over into Game 7, and the confidence was there. It was every time down the floor in the second quarter. It was like Dinwiddie 1-on-1 or Luka 1-on-1 and just create because nobody could guard them. I do believe there is something. And yes, I'm going to get to Chris Paul in a minute. And if you have to watch it closely, but just look closely at that first half. Dallas came in, urgency, fired up. After every loose ball, challenging everything at the rim. They were harassing the two-point shooters in the mid-range. Like Booker did not make a basket in the first half. I saw this crazy stat. The big three did not score a bucket until there were 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Ayton on a dunk. Chris Paul could not make a shot. Booker couldn't make a shot. The big three started 0 for 12. By the time Ayton dunked, they were down 20. I don't want to say Phoenix came in overconfident, but they had rolled in every home game, and they looked like a team that wasn't the desire. Hey, we've been to the finals. We got them in every home game. We're good. And they got run out of the gym in the first half. It was never close. So the big takeaways for the Suns are, I would not sign Ayton. I know that other people out there, well, you got to have Ayton. Yeah, okay, fair enough. You go for Ayton. If you could tell me that I could get John Collins from Atlanta to play center, and I could ship Ayton out. Now, obviously, they're not going to do that because, you know, Atlanta has Okongwu and Clint Capella. But I want a John Collins-type player, and I want three-point shooting if I'm Phoenix. I don't want anything to do with Ayton going forward. I know he's a solid player. I know I bet on him in Game 7. That was a stupid bet. But I thought he would eat, and he just did. He just no-showed. Like, it was an embarrassment for basically the entire team.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And live.
Now, that gets me to my guy, Chris Paul. So I hosted Speak for Yourself on, what was Friday. And I tried to push, you know, they were like, well, what NBA topics do you want? And I was like, well, let's be real. Is Chris Paul washed? Of course, they laughed and were like, all right, we'll say, you know, is Chris Paul blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, we'll do that. And so I'm on it with Rick Bucher. Rick Bucher says his spiel and I go, Rick, I wanted this topic to be, is Chris Paul washed? And it's because blah, blah, blah. And guys, you watch Chris Paul in game 7. And I know that I saw that, oh, he walked out of the arena with a quad injury. It's always something with this guy. 31 minutes, 10 points, 4 assists. He was a minus 39. I don't know how that's possible in 31 minutes. But he was abysmal for the final 5 games after he turned 37. I'm just going to say, you guys are going to laugh. I talked about it earlier in the series. Chris Paul's history of tempting the basketball gods. I will never forget when he shimmied in Steph Curry's face. 5 minutes later, tore his hamstring, done for the playoffs. After game 2, somebody sent me this video. There was, you know, one of these Phoenix reporters, after game 2, asked Devin Booker and Chris Paul about Luka Doncic. And game 2 was when they mercilessly hunted Doncic in the second half. Like every play, they were going at him, pick and roll, action, and he was getting lit up. And, you know, they ask the question and Booker's kind of smirking and looks at Chris Paul, who's kind of smirking, and he pulls his hat down and he tries to be like all PC, but you know, he's like kind of laughing. They're laughing about Luka. You can't do that, dude. You can't do that. How you gonna laugh at Luka Doncic, the best friggin' player in the NBA? I know Jokic won the MVP. Give me a break. Nobody in their right mind is taking Jokic over at Luka. I know Giannis is allegedly the best, but I'm taking Luka in a heartbeat over Giannis. And I know Luka doesn't play DJ. Listen, Luka can play defense. He just chooses not to. These Europeans kind of zone out on defense. I'll tell you, he was locked in on D in game 7, challenging everything, moving his puppies defensively. Guys, this is now 3 straight years where he has put up Michael Jordan-type numbers in the postseason. They lost to the Clippers in the first round, a loaded Clippers team. Luka pushed them to 7. They lost in 6. Luka was everything. Now they extinguished the Western Conference defending champs. Luka, an unbelievable series. I'm losing adjectives to describe just how incredible this 23-year-old kid is. You guys ready for this? I'm just calling up the Luka Doncic stats in the series. 7 games against the Phoenix Suns, who were, by all accounts, the best regular season team in basketball. Luka averaged 32 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, shot 48% from the field, 32% from 2, for 3, and then 76% from the line. He's not playing with another all-star. I told you guys last week on this damn podcast, this is hearkening back to LeBron in 07 with the Cavs. And I know he had a probably inferior roster to Brunson and Dinwiddie. But, you know, if you go back to the diehard fans of the Cavs team, hey, they'll tell you that Larry Hughes was one of the defensive players of the year. And the center, the big guy, not Sideshow Bob, the other guy, Ilgauskas could play. Listen, the 07 Cavs were incredibly inferior. in to the Suns, and they got destroyed. But that was LeBron ascending, and that's when he really became a superstar. That's where he took down the Pistons, who had won a championship, I think, 2 years prior, with one of the best series I've ever seen. This felt like pretty much the same for LeBron. By all accounts, his second best player on that team was Larry Hughes. Drew Gooden was okay. Ilgauskas, Varejo, Eric Snow, Sasha Pavlovic. Like, yes, this team's a little bit better. But I'm telling you, Luka ain't far behind from what I saw from LeBron in that Pistons series. That's how good this guy is. Now, can he get to LeBron level? I don't know. I have no idea. Can he get to being a top 10 player all time? I don't know. But I'll tell you this, a really smart guy who's, you guys know from this podcast, Preston Johnson. By the way, we've already had a request for him to come on and talk college football, but he said he's not capping that anymore. And he's probably not gambling on college football because he's so into this soccer team he bought. Preston told me, I think it was 2 years ago, Luka's second year, he thinks Luka's going to be a top 10 player all time. And that was like in Luka's second or third year in the league, he said that. And I'm like, wow, really? So you start looking at the numbers and he's piling up ridiculous stats. By the way, Luka and Dinwiddie, first teammates to top 30 points in a game 7 since Kobe and Shaq 20 years ago. Dinwiddie went off, but of course, Luka, we know he was incredible. And just to wrap it back to Chris Paul, but he laughed at Luka after game 2. Luka won 4 of the next 5 games from the team that had the best record in the NBA. And they couldn't stop him. They were powerless to stop Luka Doncic. And Chris Paul can laugh all he wants, but nobody has more love from the media and fails more in the deep in the postseason than Chris Paul. Tell me who's had more May meltdowns with Lob City Clippers. You remember those? Rockets. Remember that series against the Warriors? Suns last year in the finals. Weren't they up 2-0 on the Bucks and then lost 4 straight? Chris Paul up 2-0, laughing at Luka, then up 3-2, lose 2 straight, both of them by over 20 points. Guys, when is the love affair going to stop with Chris Paul, the point god that everybody calls him? I don't want to hear this. He's better than Isaiah Thomas. Like, okay, he was closing in on top 5. Is he even better than Jason Kidd? Is Chris Paul, be real, better than Jason Kidd? Jason Kidd's got a title. I know Chris Paul, better two-point shooter. But I don't know, guys. The playoff meltdowns just continue to pile up for Chris Paul. Again, we're talking about an extremely talented player, a Hall of Fame lock. And again, there's been, I don't know, conservatively 2,000 point guards in NBA history. Fine, 1,000. To say he's top 10 is not slander. He's the top 1% of all point guards in the history of the NBA. He's a great player, but I'm sick of this. Oh, well, he's up there. Hey, is he one of the best pure point guard? Like, get out of here. Just stop with it. How many chokes in the playoffs does he have to have? They were favored in the series. They were favored in game 7. Stop. I just don't get it. Luka, who he talks smack to, had 27 at the half in game 7. The Phoenix Suns had 27, guys. The biggest halftime lead ever in Game 7, ever, on Chris Paul's head. I want to like Devin Booker. I don't know, man. They just talk a lot of smack. And somebody reminded me that Cam Payne, the point guard, was talking trash to LeBron and the Lakers early this season when the Suns were smacking the Lakers around. Talking trash to LeBron while LeBron was on the bench. And LeBron was like, young fella, you haven't done jack squat in this league. You need to stop running your mouth. And now Cam Payne had an awful series. Suns done. I don't know what the future holds for Payne. I thought he was one of the best backup point guards in the league, and he was abysmal in the series. Folks, were the Suns one and done? Is that it? Can they get back here? Is Chris Paul going to now be, 38 next May? Postseason failure after postseason failure? I know it was a good run. I like Monty Williams. I don't know what the future holds for the Phoenix Suns. Now, quickly, we'll look on to the next the conference finals. Tuesday it begins, Boston and Miami. Wednesday is Dallas and Golden State. That's going to be a tough series because you guys know my rooting interest in Curry. And I also love Luka Doncic. I will be buying a Luka Doncic throwback this week. I've been saying it for a while, but I have to officially get it. By the way, when I saw Weezer, there was a Luka Doncic jersey in our near us. And then where was I Saturday? I was somewhere Saturday and I saw a Luka Doncic jersey. I was like, two Luka Doncic jerseys in Southern California in like a 24-hour span? I was a little surprised. Luka versus Curry. We'll get to that in a sec. We'll start with Boston, Miami. I'll tell you right now, I think Boston's probably exhausted from that Bucks series. I think they will be on, you know, celebrating all night. They've got to go to Miami and face a rested Heat team. I like Miami in game one. Let's see what happens with Lowry. Jimmy Butler versus Tatum will be good. I think Bam Adebayo will be a problem for Boston. He's just such a good defender. Do you guys remember Boston and Miami met in the bubble playoffs? I liked Boston that series, and the Heat kind of crushed them. This is a different Heat team. I know you can trot out Strus and whatever the other guy's name is. I'm sorry for forgetting it. You could trot those guys out against Philly's sorry backcourt because James Harden, you know, whatever. But Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown can go. And, you know, Jason Tatum, this Boston team is nice. I like Miami in game one. I think everybody's going to take Boston in the series. But we've seen this before. You get a massive win. You feel like you're the favorites. And the next series, you kind of let your guard down a little bit. Remember, Boston knocked off the Nets. And what happened in game one against Milwaukee? They got destroyed at home. Now they don't have home court advantage against Miami. I kind of like Miami in game one. I'm like right now 51-49 Heat in this series, but I think it's a tough one. Golden State, Dallas, you guys know my love for Luka, but I do like Golden State more, and I like Steph Curry more for now. And I'm very excited at what the discussion becomes for Steph Curry's career if he gets a fourth championship, because he closes in on Magic, who has five, and I think Steph Curry's case to crack the top 10 all time gets really bolstered, especially if he's a finals MVP. We know it's not going to be Draymond. He can't play. Jordan Poole kind of tailed off a little bit. Klay had a game six because that's what he does. But this could be a big month ahead for Curry and legacy. I know people don't really care about the legacy. It's fun talk, though. It gets people fired up. So I'll be rooting Warriors. I'm trying to break down the matches for who guards Luka. I think you start Wiggins on him because Wiggins is your best defender and he guarded Ja. And what they're going to do is they're going to just, as they did against Phoenix, they're going to matchup hunt. And they're going to say, bring me Jordan Poole, bring me Steph Curry, and good luck guarding Luka. And I think if you're Golden State, you probably run a double at Luka and hope and pray that Maxi Kleber and Bertans and all these guys don't splash a million threes. I also think defensively that the Mavs are going to have to work way harder to chase around with the best passing team in the league. Again, Phoenix, mid-range killers, but the Warriors don't do that. They take shots in the paint or they take threes. That's going to be a problem. So this is essentially going to come down to who shoots threes better. I trust the Warriors a little better, so I'll go Warriors in... You don't want to see Luka in a game seven.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
I go Warriors in five. Warriors in five. And I will, for now, go Heat in seven. But this is win for me, guys. It is. It really. Because, you know, last year, I didn't have a real rooting interest in Suns Bucks. I just didn't really care about any of those guys. None of them really do it for me. In terms of like, I got to watch this guy. I'm turning on a TV whenever Luka's on. I'm turning on a TV when Steph Curry's playing. I am getting to a TV to watch Jason Tatum. He's at that stage. And I my heart is with Jimmy Butler. I bet on the Heat earlier this season to win the title. I picked him on Cowherd Show to win the title. I like this team. I don't feel as good about them watching them struggle a bit against the Sixers. You can't go into the finals with Kyle Lowry playing this, Eastern Conference Finals, that is, with Kyle Lowry playing this poorly and expect to win. Gabe Vincent, there it is the other Miami Heat guard. Like, come on, that's, you know, I know Hero can get hot and cook, but man, I don't know if they have enough offense to hang with Boston. And Robert Williams' health obviously will be instrumental. It's going to be a good series. Man, it's going to be a good one. So we got two great conference finals in the NBA. I didn't watch any hockey, apologies. I did see a player on the Kings retire, Dustin Brown, and I only know two guys on the Kings. One of them, because he his kid was on my buddy's soccer team. I've already forgot his last name, so I won't even try to say it. But he was one of like the veteran leaders. You would, it's kind of like a European name. You would know it. And then Dustin Brown's kid was in my son's class in like kindergarten, and they play sports. And nice kid. I've never really talked to the dad. I think my wife's talked to the mom at soccer or whatever. But he seems like a nice enough dude, and his kid is a good kid. It is weird that he lives in our area, and like I don't know what. I don't really know any hockey players. I don't follow the sport that closely. But right now, it's all NBA. NFL schedule, we'll probably dig into this week. We have one media guest lined up, and I think Rob will be off for a couple days and be back later this week. But for now, we got a great Final Four in the NBA. Just coming off an awesome weekend, guys, and hope you had a good one as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.